Lesson 2. The rhythm and inflection characteristics of the Polish accent. There are two distinctive items we must deal with in this lesson. First, Polish, as with also the Serbo-Croatian and other languages and accents from languages of Eastern Europe, has in it a rhythm that is characterized by the feature that there is really a lack of what we would call in American English unstressed syllables. In American English, da-da-da-dum, American English, as opposed to American English. American English and British English as well has definite patterns of bum-ba-da-dum, stressed and unstressed syllables. Now, even though when speaking English with Polish accent, there would not necessarily be totally equal stress, it is better to think of every syllable at least being stressed and then perhaps others being more stressed. So instead of 21, 22, 23, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, there's none of the clipped, almost dropping of the unstressed syllables like you have in standard American speech pattern. Now, don't go too far with this, because if you do, you will get to the point where you start to sound Asian, where you start to sound like a Farsi or Arabic, or one of the subcontinent accents or dialects. Rather, this is a soft, even stress pattern. And as we're going through much of the rest of tape, you will hear this kind of stress. Let us practice on one sentence. Let's take the sentence. It is important to realize how rhythm patterns are different in particular languages. Now, instead of it is important, ba-bum-bum, important. Instead of realize how rhythm patterns are different in particular languages. So it's not a heavy-handed stress on all syllables, but a definite increase in the amount of stress on what would normally be unstressed syllables. The sentence then fully, it is important to realize how rhythm patterns are different in particular languages. This you will continue to recognize as we go on through further lessons. The second important feature that we must talk about in this lesson is the one that has to do with inflections. You have heard, as I've spoken already in this tape, that there is a tendency to have an upward inflection on stressed words. It is particularly important to recognize, I'm stressing it out of context now, that a great deal of upward inflection takes place. Now, as we will find out in future lesson, this happens mostly on diphthongs, what in English are diphthongs, A, I, O, Ao, Oi. Mostly on the diphthongs tend to have a greater upward inflection, the particular upward inflection for stress, and can also happen, of course, as an also on any other vowel sounds, but happens where stress goes up and stays up till end of certainly syllable, sometimes end of word, and then comes back down. It does not go up and down, oh, on same syllable, and usually not on same word, as does in other languages. So you will see, I will give example from each of diphthongs, and then later we'll look more closely. It is a great day. It is the right time. He traveled around the town. They sang a joyful noise. And we are going to go home today. Those are basic five sounds that it happens most of the time on. And then, as I said, whenever it is important to stress a word, regardless of what the vowel sound is, then this inflection can also take place, even though no diphthong is there. We will look considerably more as we go on in specific lessons on how this is integrated into pronunciation. For now, this is the end of the short lesson on rhythm and inflection in the Polish accent.